Welcome to the world of Conspiracy Me. I'm Ethan Bridges, your host and guide along the multifaceted conspiracy theory iceberg. Follow the white rabbit down the rabbit hole, and don't lose your head along the way. Be careful, and don't say I didn't warn you. As one who grew up playing copious amounts of games as a child and well into my adult life, I find the art of using puzzles to both stimulate and calm the mind fascinating. I do enjoy a good mind game, and alternate reality games bring a different essence to the word game. Their audience involvement is almost reminiscent to that of an interactive murder mystery play, which one could see at most community theater groups. So let's play a game. Where's the content warning? It was hidden there all along, as plain as the nose on your face. The possibility of being stuck in this world of the unknown is frightening. Hang on to your hats, kids. It's going to be a bumpy ride. I enjoy a good scavenger hunt as much as the next person. But when it becomes so obscure to the point of such a major difficulty, people will soon give up. But when there is a well-paying job on the line, who wouldn't want to join in the merriment of finding clues and deciphering a puzzle? I would love that chance, and I'm sure most of my listener base would say the same. In January of 2012, on the website chat forum 4chan, this obscure game first appeared. Cicada 3301 was an internet ARG posted on the forum with a white background, a haunting drawing of a cicada, and ancient Nordic runes posted on the top and bottom of the image. The post that coincided with the image said, "Hello, we are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a message hidden in this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck." Signed, 3301. Unless you took the class on ancient Nordic runes, you'd be at a loss. Once hunters deciphered the first puzzle, which took a lot of decrypting in various books and music that led to a website. On this website, hunters then became stumped once again. It was the image of a duck. A decoy, to be exact, that said, "Whoops, just decoys this way. Looks like you can't guess how to get the image out." But in a world full of gamers, many took this to be a challenge. By clicking on certain areas of the image, nothing came out of it, and many of the hunters seemed defeated. But some took to looking at the image's properties and discovered something in them that would advance them to the next stage of the quest for this new job. In the properties part of the image was a website. Through the website was a new puzzle that was harder than the decoy duck puzzle. There are now coordinates that took the seekers all over the world with 8 locations in 7 countries. This makes me think of geocache and that fun scavenger hunt. If the players found the exact coordinates, they found a printer paper with a cicada on it and a QR code. The code would lead them to the next puzzle. This is where things got a little more difficult, and the use of coding was a must. Now the puzzle turned from individual working to finding the others who were in the same progression to work together as a team. The rabbit hole lengthened with clues from medieval manuscripts to decoding even more Nordic runes. You had to move fast. If you were late even by a millisecond, a message would appear as follows: "We want the best, not the followers." If you were quoted as a follower, it was game over for you with Cicada 3301. And then suddenly it just went silent. When I return, I will go a little further down this rabbit hole of a conspiracy theory to see how it came to be on the iceberg. Keep solving this puzzle.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And we've brought you a show all about the occult.
We're talking different lores and mythology.
Yes, creature features, cryptids, aliens, you name it, we'll cover it.
Conspiracy theories.
Absolutely.
And pagan holidays and
100%.
Practices.
All eight of them. Yes.
Spiritual living, you name it.
That's right. We've got it for you. So if you want, come sit with us for a spell and let us make you laugh.
We are Witches Talking Tarot.
Thanks, everybody.
Do you like listening to stories about serial killers, unsolved mysteries? How about a cult or two? And what about those lesser-known serial killers? Or how about the legend of a cryptid that will surely keep you up at night? And I know you'll love a good conspiracy theory, because who doesn't? Join me, Kayla, as my co-host Lexi and I tell you stories that will keep you coming back for more on our show, A Little Wicked. You can find A Little Wicked on Spotify, Apple, and anywhere else you can find podcasts. Check out our website, alittlewickedpodcast.webador.com, and our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all under, you guessed it, A Little Wicked. We can't wait to tell you our stories.
January 5th, 2013, on the 4chan's B message board, a new post was made by Cicada3301. Hello again. Our search for intelligent individuals now continues. More decoding and puzzles ensued. Hello. Epiphany is upon you. Your pilgrimage has begun. Enlightenment awaits. Then the silence came once again. Then nothing. But what of these intelligent individuals? What exactly is this specific job that required the right amount of smarts? Then the forum post went silent again until January 4th, 2014. Then more puzzles and decrypting came, and more people solved until the radio silence hit once again. No new puzzles have occurred since January 4th, 2015. But on January 5th, 2016, Twitter posted a new clue, but no one was able to solve it. Conspiracy theorists began to look into the 4chan and Twitter accounts featuring anything to do with Cicada 3301. Many came up with the idea that it was the United States' government looking for intelligent intel for either the FBI or CIA to use as warfare spies. This would, of course, make certain only intelligent persons would enter this program. Could the government be looking for intelligent people to help populate the new world for when our world is destroyed? Or was this entire scavenger hunt all a hoax? Marcus Wehner was the first winner in 2012. When he came forward, he told the public that he was asked certain questions about information freedom, online privacy, and online freedom, and the idea of rejection to censorship. If one were to answer these questions correctly, according to Cicada 3301, then they would move on to the next level. Warner did not complete his task, and the website was completely removed. Looking at the post about the three questions seemed very hypocritical. The opening to the post said, "Do not share this information with anyone." But it dealt with the idea of not hiding information from the public. It seemed very much like Edward Snowden, but that's another conspiracy for another day. Many people claim that it could be the work of some illegal activity. Some theorists claim that it was the work of a cult, seeking out new members to join their cause. And recently, a very niche group of theorists claimed that Cicada 3301 worked for Q, the anonymous figure that started on 8chan and grew in popularity during the Trump administration. For QAnon, they are seeking only intelligent people to join the movement, to keep the world from terrible tyranny of the New World Order. Ultimately, it comes down to this. Cicada 3301 was a hoax in the form of an ARG. It allowed many people to get out of the house and go searching for something, possibly the truth. The one thing all theorists are seeking. So if you come across something on the internet that requires a certain IQ number, make sure you are smart enough before completing it. Someone could use that intelligence against you and make you the bad guy. Duh. Keep awake and cautious, because sometimes finding the information you're seeking isn't always what you expected it to be. Thank you for listening to Conspiracy Me. Until next time, I'm your host, Ethan Bridges. Be careful and don't say I didn't warn you. This has been an Ebb and Flow production. To contact me, please email me at conspiracymepod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at conspiracymepod and check out our website at conspiracymepod.com and give Conspiracy Me a review on Apple Podcast or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. For listener support, visit anchor.fm/conspiracy-me/support.